We are not sola scriptura people, not the scripture alone. As Catholics, we know that that is not scriptural. There's nowhere in scripture that says scripture alone. But if we were, often we're asked, well, where in scripture is the sacraments? Where in scripture is especially like the sacrament of anointing? And we would have to point to today's gospel passage, Mark 6, verse 13, they anointed many with oil, and we would have to turn to the book of James. Now, the problem with the book of James is many would throw that out. But James tells us, are there any who are sick among you? Let them send for the priests of the church and let the priest pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick persons. And if they have any sins, their sins will be forgiven them. As you can tell, I've prayed that a few times. It's part of the liturgy of the anointing of the sick itself. But it is a good reminder that oil has a connection to healing in the ancient world, and even yet today, how oil is still used, maybe not as directly as it used to be, but petroleum oil, still used, Vaseline, lotions, diaper rash ointment, all have an oil base to them. Oil still has a connection to healing, but how in this particular episode, this particular thing, it has a spiritual component to it, that prayer of faith with the anointing, but it's still oil, still rather ordinary. I found myself this week reflecting on that ordinariness of oil. It's just ordinary. The oil that we have blessed by Bishop Lavore at our Chrism Mass, that oil, two of the oils, the oil of Chrism, or the oil of catechumens and the oil of the sick, are just corn oil, just regular old, you get it off the, well, not quite, but off the grocery shelf. Olive oil is used for the sacred chrism because we want to maintain that connection to olive, and the olive oil is specifically mentioned in the prayer of sacred chrism. But it's still ordinary oil until it's blessed. And there are healings that come from the anointing of the sick. And there are healings that come from prayers, even outside that sacrament, that God is not bound only to the sacrament of anointing of the sick. God can work without that sacrament. In my life, I've experienced that, of people being healed just by simple prayer. Well, maybe not so simple prayer, but a prayer of faith. But how God uses that ordinary. If we want another example in a few minutes, we will bring somewhat ordinary bread, wine, water, really ordinary stuff. Ordinary. Or in the sacrament of marriage, ordinary metals that have been raised to a sacramental. Those that are married, you exchange rings. Maybe gold or silver or platinum, some other fine ring, fine metal usually. Sometimes there's a little rock on there, but that's the engagement ring more itself. But ordinary. And even in our first reading, we have something more than just ordinary, but we have just a man, a shepherd, a dresser of sycamore. For those that are curious, what is a sycamore? It's a tree, kind of is related to the fig. Amos is just an ordinary man. He knows he's ordinary. Go off with you, the priest says. Get away from here. This is the high temple. This is the king's sanctuary. Get out. You're preaching against the king. And Amos says, I am just an ordinary man who's been given an extraordinary message, that the Lord himself told me to preach this message. I'm not a prophet like all the other prophets, those that are just in it, pardon the pun, but those that are just in it for a prophet. He's not making money by prophecy. He's just an ordinary man that God has called. And with that in mind, taking a look back to this gospel passage, the 12 that he sends are just ordinary men. Four are fishermen. One is a tax collector. One is a member of a political party, Judas Iscariot. They're ordinary men that God called, that Jesus Christ himself called, mentored for some years, and then sends them out with extraordinary faith. I don't know about you, but I know me. My pockets are full this morning. I have my wallet in my pocket and rosary and my keys. How about you? Do you have money in your pockets? Women, money in your purses? But Jesus sends them out with nothing. They are to rely on the hospitality of strangers. And he tells them, if they don't welcome you, shake even the dust, that you're not even going to take the dust with you as you go. Can you imagine having that kind of extraordinary faith that somebody's going to provide? And if they don't provide, that I don't hold it against them, but knowing that God will. And I detach myself so completely that I leave the dust behind too. In God's scheme, there is no such thing as ordinary. There is sacred and there's profane, perhaps. Those things that have been turned to the Lord, who have been consecrated by decree, those things that God has claimed, those things that he is willing to transform. Oil in God's hands is no longer ordinary, but extraordinary. And a person who gives himself in faith to God is no longer ordinary, but extraordinary. St. John Paul II said it best, too, that in a world that is a paraphrase, but in a world that is so convoluted and so confused, there's nothing more extraordinary than an ordinary couple, man and wife, living their vows. Sometimes we overlook the ordinary because it is so ordinary. And yet, when it's lived with faith, something extraordinary happens. And that's what's in today's second reading. That God has chosen us, that he's given us every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Every spiritual blessing. Do we really believe that? And if we really believe that, does that transform our lives? Do we claim that ability? That God has given us everything. Every blessing in the heavens. Do we live lives of faith? Or do we live ordinary lives?